All right. Good morning, everybody. Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association. We are here with Iowa Total Care for our monthly call on August 10th. We do not have a lot of pre-submitted questions, but we'll start taking those in the chat as well. If you have a question you did not pre-submit, feel free to put that in the chat or unmute as we get to that portion of the call, but I will turn it over to Jeannie and her team for any updates since we were last together.
All right. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate the opportunity to join you in the association today. We have a full complement of regions for our territory map now. We will be adding Ben Badgley to Region 3. For our hospital ancillary and physicians. So we are very happy to report that. So that will be updated soon. Remember not to keep a copy of that on your desktop because when it does change, the link will only go to the old link. So when that does get updated, we will certainly let Brandon and Julie know of that update. And we are now preparing for Iowa Medicaid training, which will be in September. So we are working with our state partner in readying for that. So those are my updates. And I'm going to put Miss Michelle on the line too. Michelle, do we have any updates as far as claims that we wanted to share in terms of any additional information that's going on right now with the group?
I don't have any updates right now for claims, no.
Awesome. Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate it. Okay, Julie, back to you.
All right. Thanks so much. It looks like Tony put the map there with the link in the chat for anybody that needs to grab that. We do have one pre-submitted and one that came in after that. So we'll go to the first one that was pre-submitted. Iowa Total Care is not paying claims for some residents that have a Medigap policy. They are claiming that they are not the primary insurance. This happened early on, but they fixed it. Now it's happening again. Error code, M as in Mary, X.
Okay, for this question, can we have the provider reach out to the provider relations rep, and then I can have some specific examples to look at and compare claims and policies and all that information? I'm not sure who the provider is that submitted the question.
This is Julie, and I don't have who submitted that since Brandon put this together. But if that person happens to be on now, feel free to unmute. Otherwise, I'll take it back to Brandon to reach out. Is the provider on that submitted that by chance? I don't think so. So I will have Brandon reach out to them.
That'd be great. Julie, so, and the reasoning behind that is because there's so many opportunities when claims denied. It could have been a secondary claim denial. It could have been a primary. It could, you know, there's a lot of and ifs or buts on a lot of these. And we really appreciate those examples. I know when they're submitted to Brandon, if it is on a specific claim type or provider type, it's always best to reach out to your provider relations representative and have that chat with them to be able to look at those examples and work on that one-on-one.
Thanks, Jeannie. Perfect. And the second one that came in just yesterday was claims that the provider, this is nursing home, that we need to bill, it's saying they need to bill Medicaid residents primary carrier. They are claiming that Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B are primary. These residents are not skilled, and Iowa Medicaid is the primary payer. And again, that particular code is MX as well.
I'm going to say the same thing for the previous question. We'll need to look in detail and see what claims and what policies they have, and many different scenarios could be going on.
Yep.
So again, reach out to the provider relation or to one of you all.
Yes, please.
Yes, thank you.
And those are the two pre-submitted questions that came in for today's call with Iowa Total Care. Do we have other? Looks like we do have something in the chat. Any info as to when the LUPA rates will be updated for the 18.66% increase for rural areas? Should we be using the updated rates to bill since it should be effective July 1?
Yeah, I would go ahead and use the updated rates to bill. I'm not sure if we have received those or if those have been configured yet, but bill at the higher rate. That way you don't have to go back and submit corrected claims, increasing your bill charges. So if we haven't configured it yet, it will be, and then we'll go through and sweep.
Perfect.
Reprocess them at the correct rate. Thank you.
We continue to work with our rep, but many of our reconsiderations say completed with no action taken. Is there an update when these will be worked at point of submission so they don't have to be sent back each time?
So they should be getting an EOB that's, you know, from the reconsideration saying what the outcome was, and it would be on any EOB that they receive normal payment on too. It's not separate.
So is there something in the works so they're not being denied out of the gate then? I think was the second half of that.
Well, I'm wondering what they're needing to submit reconsiderations for, like what, like if they didn't bill enough, like what it was denying for.
This is Peyton from Virginia Day, and we submit reconsiderations if, like Iowa Total Care pays as primary. When they're secondary, we'll upload that primary EOB. If Iowa Total Care pays at the wrong rate, anything like that. If it denies for no authorization when they're secondary to Medicare, I mean, anything like that, we submit reconsiderations on. And then typically when we check on them after like 30 days on the portal, it will say, like completed or finished or something like that, but no action is taken. The claims are not reworked. And so then we have to record the claim number, member information, reconsideration number, send them to our provider rep. Then she sends them back through, and then sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't reworked. But we've been working with our reps and to see when that half of the issue will be resolved since we're doing duplicative work.
So I don't know much about the provider portal, but so basically you're saying the provider portal doesn't give you a whole lot of information. It just says it's completed. It doesn't.
Yeah, like it says it's completed. When we submit a reconsideration, most times we do get just an acknowledgement in the mail that says the reconsideration was received and it will be reprocessed within 30 days. We never get anything in the mail to say what the outcome is. So we usually don't get an EOB where it's actually reprocessed for the majority of them. And so we get on the portal to see what the determination is, and there's no information besides the fact that it's completed. It doesn't tell us what the outcome is, but then even when it's completed, we don't get an EOB with like a reprocessing. They just sit there.
So if they don't get reprocessed, there won't be a new EOB, and then they won't be on their own separate EOB. They'll be on any payment EOB that you've got going out. But I know we've got a claims rep that works on your stuff. We'll have to look at some specific stuff for you.
Right, because the issue that we have is that they're not reprocessing when they should. And so then when we send them to Tony, then she has to forward them on to Whitney and Mike or whomever. And then at that point, they try to push them back through again. And some of them get reworked, some of them don't. But we're trying to alleviate having to have Tony be the middleman for all of them.
Yeah, let us look into that. I'm wondering if it was like COB issues that are going on, the coordination of benefits. Let us look into that. Peyton, okay.
Okay. I know Tony Muras has dozens and dozens and dozens of examples, but we can certainly send more if we need to.
Yeah, I know your guys' claim person is Whitney, so I'll reach out to her too. Have her, like, we'll kind of brainstorm and see what's going on with those.
So someone will get back to Peyton then. I'm not sure who's talking, sorry.
Correct, yes.
All right. The next question in the chat, when will the new rates be available for waiver folks? We use CareBridge for billing and we have not yet seen the new rates applied. We are not sure what happens if we bill before the rate change, since they're going to reflect the higher rate for July 1 of 2022.
I would say we don't have anybody for CareBridge on the line, I believe. So we'll have to get with our UM partners and get back to you guys on that.
Yeah, if you could maybe circle that answer back to Brandon, that would be great. Then we can get it out via our platforms. And I think Jen asked the same question, if someone was available from CareBridge. Jeannie said, go ahead and ask the question, Jen, if you want to type it in the chat or unmute, so that when they do get with CareBridge, that answer can come back to Brandon as well. And Heather just said, our waiver rates with CareBridge have increased. Heather, was that, do you know when that, when you saw the increase in your rates? July 1? Excellent.
I'm actually phoning a friend right now. Justin Schieffer is our liaison for CareBridge, and I just sent him that question. So we'll see if we can get an answer before we get off the line here, Julie.
Oh, yeah, perfect. And Heather said we received the increased rates from both Iowa Total Care and Amerigroup as well.
Right. And when those authorizations are updated, the rate is updated in that updated authorization. That does roll over to CareBridge. So we will verify that with Justin. And my understanding was that those were updated, but we will get confirmation for you.
Excellent. Do we have any other questions while we're waiting for that answer to roll back in? Jen said the manual entry on CareBridge website is not working. I was wondering if it is down. It keeps giving an error.
Okay, I am not aware that there is. Have you reached out to CareBridge to find out what that error is in relation to when that submission goes through? Have you reached out to CareBridge? We don't have a direct line of sight to the CareBridge folks, but generally they are able to mitigate those questions and problems. So I did have Justin reply, and he said that the rates are in CareBridge already for personal care. As CareBridge did an auto update, the UM team is working through updating all of the authorizations, so the provider portal will not show the updated rate until the auth is updated. The auth does not need to be updated for the provider to be paid correctly, because CareBridge does have those in the system. So, good news.
Excellent. That is good news. So, no rebilling there.
No, we're good to go, Julie.
That's what I like to hear. Jen, I don't have a direct line either. I've been trying all morning and it's not working. Does any, Jeannie, do you guys have an email or phone number?
Yes, I believe that someone on my staff can probably find that for you. I am seeing that Justin is writing back on that, and he did indicate that we are not aware of any issues at this time, and CareBridge does need to be contacted. So we will get that phone number for you.
Perfect. Linda just put that in the chat. There's a 844 number and a email as well.
All right. Thanks, Linda. Appreciate that. See? Great teamwork.
You guys are quick and you're on it.
Hey, we've got a great team here at ITC. Our provider relations and claims staff are awesome. We want to make sure that we get those answers to you as fast as we can. So I really appreciate the support of the teams.
Yeah, that's great.
And just as a point of interest, Justin did indicate that manual entry should be used as a last resort.
Excellent. Any other questions for the team while we have them? I know the last couple of months have been quicker calls, but that tells me providers aren't having as many issues.
There we go.
About another 30 seconds or so for anybody. You feel free to unmute bottom left. We'll unmute your line or feel free to put something in the chat. Right, I'm not seeing anything coming in, so we will go ahead and conclude this call for today and get the recording out, and we will stop this call, and I will get back in closer to 11:30 for Amerigroup, and we'll restart it at that time, so we'll go ahead and end for today. I want to thank Iowa Total Care and Jeannie and her whole team for everything and joining us each month. Any closing remarks from you all, Jeannie?
Nope. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And please reach out to your provider relations representative for any information, questions, concerns, or great information that you'd like to share.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining today. We'll reconvene at 11:30. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Bye.